This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
The Washington Post recently reported on how ABC World News Tonight became the ratings champion. The Post's media reporter, Paul Farhi, writes the newscast is brighter, tighter, and lighter, with shorter stories and an emphasis on entertainment, crime, weather, and hot YouTube videos. And here's what caught my attention in this article. ABC's nightly network newscast no longer has a full-time correspondent covering Congress. Does that bother you as much as it bothers me?
I kind of wonder why they went that way. But then again, maybe I don't wonder about that, because when it comes down to it, you said entertainment, crime, viral videos, that's what gets people's attention. And they are definitely flouting that above anything political.
Well, ABC's argument is that you have so many sources. People throughout the workday really are checking their phones or on their desktop, checking news articles throughout the day. They kind of know what the big things are going on in the world. So we're giving them what they really want to watch. Do you buy that argument?
I don't know. It's kind of the bread and circuses argument, and it is with you. I'm with you. I'm sort of bothered by it a little bit. I'm bothered by the fact that we're getting away from. I don't know. Maybe it's just the way all media is today. But I remember Walter Cronkite once said something that the responsibility of a journalist, and he was a television anchorman, is to give people the news that they ought to know about, not what they want to know about. And this brings that to mind because, you know, this is a diet of dessert. Mm-hmm. This is giving us all the stuff we enjoy that's fun. But I wonder how, you know, if you were to watch this news for a week in a vacuum, just what you're learning. You probably learn all about water skiing squirrels or, you know, hot videos on YouTube or whatever it is, you know, you mentioned.
Well, but if you ate dessert all week and nothing else, you'd end up with diabetes, right?
Exactly.
And so this is sort of diabetes of the mind,
yeah,
of
I
the
think
brain.
You're right. I would say you're right. That's a good way to put it.
And they're doing great in ratings.
Yeah, of course.
Which is the thing, yes. Mm-hmm. And you're the TV person on this panel, Jasmine.
I know, I'm sorry.
does this surprise
you? Don't have to apologize.
This attitude of let's give them what they want instead of that time-honored tradition of giving them what they need.
Mm-hmm. Nothing surprises me anymore when it comes down to money. They're trying to put a formula together to enhance their ratings and make more money for themselves. It's putting the money above an informed democracy. And that's what's happening here. Mm-hmm. And that's what is continually happening here, mm-hmm. is that, you know, the American people at large are not watching what they need to watch, but they're also not being supplied with it anymore.
Well, I think this is part of a trend, like you're saying, something that we've seen. I once read something where someone said the worst thing that happened to television news was 60 Minutes becoming rated number one in the ratings on TV, because that's when the networks realized that news could be a profit center for them. And I think this is yet another example of looking at it's all about the ratings. And, once upon a time, news was kind of independent off by itself. Now it's the news and entertainment divisions are usually have the same boss, the same area. So, like you, I'm not surprised that this is happening. Maybe the surprise is that it's taken so long for somebody to be just this blatant about it, because we've seen that in local news. Where, you know, the water skiing squirrel gets around, that's the image that's on the, you know, local news at the very end. It started out with, you know, some kind of little cute story at the end of the newscast, and now they've kind of taken over much of the newscast. And so I can't say that I'm at all surprised. As problematic as them not having a correspondent covering Congress is also the statistics that he talks about in the story, that the average ABC story is, what, 100 seconds versus 138 on NBC and 121 on CBS. So not only are they giving us fluff, but it's shorter fluff. And when they do cover anything that is remotely serious, we're getting a minute and a half of stuff.
I'm sure they'd just argue, oh, it's just tight writing. We're just doing it so much better than everyone else. But On the other hand, we have surveys that are done periodically that tell us that the American people, they just don't trust news anymore. But they are buying into the fluffier news content. Mm-hmm. So what is it that you want? Do you want your journalists out there, hounding the politicians? Are you going to watch it? Mm-hmm. That's the question.
Why is that? My question would be is why don't they trust the news anymore? Is it because they're just giving they're just giving the audience this fluff? Or are there other reasons behind it? All the scandals that we've seen with reporters fabricating information.
Not
disclosing information, as we talked about on a recent mm-hmm. Shop Talk. Are these factors in causing Americans to not really trust the news anymore?
I think it's all part of the package that that the media – I don't think that it's anything new. I think there have always been people that cut corners, did things, in a less than reputable way. It's just that everything now, is so much easier to find out about, and you get your 10 seconds of, fame, especially with the internet, et cetera. We build them up, and then they fall much farther down, and they do it even to themselves in the media. I think we're seeing that going on.
I feel like this trend of providing more fluff and less hard news has been developing over decades. This mm-hmm. is not something recent. This has been developing over time. Have we bottomed out yet? Might we start to bounce back and see some harder journalism, or do we still have a ways to go of fluff, or might we never bounce back to harder hitting newscasts?
I don't know the answer to that, but I don't think we've bottomed out yet. I think that there's probably a ways to go, especially with the new media that we have and the emphasis on, hashtags and viral videos and that kind of thing. I think there's probably even more coming. Also, let's think about the layoffs that's going on in journalism across the board, not just in television, radio, also in newspapers. We have fewer staff members at so many different organizations now. I just saw an article that Rich actually posted on my Facebook wall the other day about a Las Vegas station, KLAS. They'd laid off, I think, 15, mm-hmm. more than a dozen people, including their news director, after they'd been bought out. And I think it'd taken months for mm-hmm. them to finally do that. But, I mean, that was a very well-known station in that area because I used to live there. Mm-hmm. I didn't work there, but they were very highly respected. It's just interesting to see people cutting and cutting and cutting.
Well, and that's a very good point, and we've certainly talked about it on this program before, but when there are fewer and fewer people on staff, it's very difficult to do the hard news, the investigative stories, to really do some digging. And it's a lot easier, especially in news shops that have story quotas, mm-hmm. To just churn out some fluff.
Oh, sure. And try to tackle a complicated subject in 90 seconds. It's impossible to do that. Not because we happen to be in this studio and it's in Tri-States, but, one of the outlets that I think has continued to show that you can do in-depth news is National Public Radio and its affiliates. And so, I still find that it's the best source of news for me is to listen to the local affiliate for NPR. And I just wish that, that there were more organizations like that.
Well, I wish we had more time to talk about this, but we don't. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.